golf course view.
Yeah, I was thinking that's what he said.
Yeah, probably said that on his niece.
Golf course view, as we said it. I don't know, but maybe.
Do you remember what was set those golf course views versus the others?
We got an incoming call.
49.
Go for it.
49.
Hello, this is the Board of Equalization. Can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Rex Velasco. This is Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, you called me a little bit ago.
Yeah, we just looked at your property over on Branson Landing and set it from, we had it at 362,504, and we've set it at 264,000.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. It was actually my wife, and I don't know, you're supposed to have her number, but that's fine.
All right.
She said she had a call with you, but that's fine. I'll let her know.
Okay, and you'll be getting, she'll be getting a letter from the county clerk explaining what we did.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds very good. Hey, I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
All right. Could share your case. State your case. Help us out.
Yeah, basically, I think I'm assessed at $49,000, and as you can see, those are just some comps from when the last 12 months. I got a contract from our most recent one of $7,900 to a lot that was the one on 111 Pinehurst Court closed. And that was in January, and that's about four from down from mine. Similar view. It's got a pond view, golf course view, in phase two. So basically, based on those comps, this contract, you know, and then this contract I have here too that I can show, I'm just feeling that mine's around $15,000.
Did you, or
was that
the
one
comps that you're using, are they distress sales?
No. None of those, I believe, up there were. This one was from a private party that I have here. The most recent one, the 111 Pinehurst, which is if you go from my lot at the corner and go, I guess it would be east of there, towards on the golf course on Pinehurst. Like literally just three or four down from my lot across the street, right?
Oh,
there.
Okay.
Yep, you're just on it. Right there. Yep. So that was sold from Ramonda Maynard, a single lady, to the Jordan and her husband. So, and then, like I said, the rest of them were all individuals. We have another one that's pending. I didn't bring it because it hasn't closed yet for $10,000. Jack Dunham's lot on Troon Circle. It'll close here in a few weeks, and it's a golf course view as well. It's right, that kind of goofy looking lot right there.
Oh,
yep.
This one,
yeah. And that'll close here in 2 weeks for $10,000. Also, from an individual.
What do we?
What was those set at before?
49 is what we're.
49
mine, yeah.
All.
What we did, Eric, was last year, and we lowered them last year from the previous year, which was in the 60s, and we put them down to 49, and probably in a reassessment year, we can't do that portion of the reassessment for the total deal this year, but we can look at individual lots, but probably, and there'll be a new value set that we use for all golf course lots and all those that don't have a golf course view, and that's what we've done well ever since the development started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if this board wants to come up with some figure that would not only be used on his lot, but that would be used next year, we can't reassess. This is non-reassessment year. But whatever we do with you will have to be representative of what we think about doing in the future on the whole entire golf course lots.
Can you go back to that picture? You said that that one third, three down from you sold for $7,900.
Mm-hmm.
Is the you? Yeah, and you said yours at $15,000. Is that? Do you feel like your view's probably a little bit better because you're closer to the water, or were your thoughts there?
I mean, pretty similar because they got a pond right behind them. I mean, I'm right on it. Theirs is right on the golf course and view.
Is there a tree bumper in between the one across the? Right in through there, where he's got the arrow.
That's the golf course.
I know, but is there a tree? I mean, can you see bumper? The?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it's a good lot.
But you're asking the BOE to do yours at 15. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's double than what that one is, and more than the one that we just closed a couple down to. So.
I guess that's why I was asking. You felt like yours a little more just because of.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm just. Yeah, I'm not going to say it's $7,900. I think I could sell it for more, but, you know, for $15. But just based on everything else and me being in real estate, obviously, that gives me a little bit of an advantage, you know. So it's probably why I put it higher.
Based on what I see, and I think the problem is the fees other than the value of the property. I'd make a motion to set that lot at $25,000.
Yeah. Isn't the Jordan, aren't they going to build a house, a mm-hmm. spec in there?
Hope to, yeah.
So are they buying that and probably hoping to buy some other lots as well?
I don't know their plans as far as that goes. I do know that they hope to on that. Pardon me?
Probably depends on how that one sells.
Right.
And aren't there quite a few people in there that are wanting to get rid of their lot because they don't want to pay their fees anymore, so it's driven the price down because we have a mass amount of lots.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. There's a lot of lots, as you all know, for sale. So
in there, that's where I was going with
we have a motion over there. We're not supposed to be
talking about the fees and everything. It's price driven on the property value.
Yeah. Okay, I think more so than the fees is just that the average price we sold in there was $110,000.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Does that work for you?
You can continue talking now.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just saying, yeah, I think the big deal is, like I said, I was there when we were selling. The average price of all those lots we sold was $110,000. So, I mean, a lot of these people are just, they're not going to build out there. They're just getting rid of them. You mean, the big thing was everybody thought they'd build on spec and custom homes and all that. And obviously it hasn't happened. So, and then the fees, of course.
We've had, in the past 2 or 3 years, we've had numbers of people that come in on these lots, and and as you said, the average was 110. We went down to the 70s and the 60s, and then we set them at 49 if they could see the golf course. And now we're going to try to set down mm-hmm. at another level, and we're cutting that in half. Is my motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
They're selling for $7,915,000. I know you don't want to set a precedence, but there's so many different variables. I don't know that would set a precedence.
They can do that reassessment next year, and they can do whatever they want to with it next year. If every year we decide to cut properties in half all the way down the line.
It's one of those things where what do you do? No, I understand that. Yeah, it's
a comfortable situation.
Did you have anything else?
And vacant land.
Have a good one, Eric.
All right, hey, thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, that's a hard one to.
Yeah, we'll recess.
I,